This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run down into rain country and check in with our good friend Captain Brian Barrera, see what he's up to down in South Padre. Up to his neck, maybe. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going your way?
Pretty good, pretty good. Weathered the storm. Seems like the worst of it has passed, although I haven't looked at the Weather Channel for this morning. It didn't rain as hard last night as it said it was going to rain.
Right.
But I'm not sure if it just pushed off to later today or what, but boy, the day before we got hit with some heavy rain.
I bet.
My 7-inch rain gauge was overflowing by like 3 a.m.
Man.
Must have got 9, 10 inches or something like that. So we canceled yesterday's charter, and then we're going to see if we can run today's whenever the sun comes up, and it's looking like a no, but maybe a yes for the afternoon, depending how desperate we are. But days like today, after a big storm like that and very high winds, there's always a lot of debris floating around, you know.
Oh, I bet.
On the flats and stuff, you know, the main thing is a lot of, from the big waves, a lot of the like little cross planks from the docks. The water comes up from underneath them and shoots them out. And you got little planks with nails floating all across the flats and things like that. So you just got to be extra careful, extra careful. And I mean, I feel like the bay is going to be kind of blown out today anyway. So the ticket will be to go try to catch some snook.
Yeah, but radar showing most of the rain's out in the Gulf, but, you know, it's hooking back in. It's going to come in on top of us today. But there's still a tail off of that that's going from Reynosa, you know, through Harlingen and out into the Gulf too. So for right now, you know, that's right in your area. So,
but no, yeah, there's been a lot of flooding going on. People spending the night in their cars on the highway and stuff like that.
I've been hearing, man. You know, our local news here is not showing it, you know, like you guys news channels would. But
oh yeah, there's cars floating down the highway and stuff. It's pretty crazy. And then
yeah, they were showing and then cars flooding on South Padre Island Drive.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. And then the neighboring city in Mexico, Reynosa. Oh, my gosh, I saw some videos. It looked like a raging river down their streets right
there.
They're
getting slammed right now on radar.
Yeah, they've got major issues also. They've got major drainage issues from all the pollution and trash and stuff.
Right.
I was reading, and, yeah, they're just getting swept away. It's crazy, so early storm, I guess.
Yeah.
And we'll see what it does. But, I mean, before the storm, finally had a really good week of fishing. The week before was a little bit harder.
Right.
But last week was really good.
Well, that's good.
We were catching limits of there was zero wind most of the week, so it was made a little tough for us to drift fish. I had some Winter Texan clients and stuff, and they weren't really up for waiting or anything. They just wanted to drift fish mm-hmm. and fill up the boxes. And so we went and did a little bit of drum fishing last week. There's a lot of schools of drum kind of hanging around, and with like these mega, mega low tides, we've had really low tides happening. I haven't even been able to really get up north to the areas that I want. So we've been fishing, you know, the intercoastal and other areas like that. Whenever the tide gets really low, I love to fish the intercoastal yeah. or the little channels around because the fish really stack up in there. And, I mean, there's been a school of maybe 300 to 500 drum in there. We've been going with the Winter Texans. I cruise up and down the intercoastal. I find them on the screen, and we just start bombing left, putting it right in on top of them with like a big old drop shot style weight.
Mm-hmm.
And catching limited black drum doing that. And then as soon as that's over with, we would cut across and go over to a little spot where along the intercoastal where there's like a dredge pipe that's been left there. And I fished this dredge pipe. It's got a lot of oysters on it and stuff. And we kind of cruise along that. And once somebody will hook we put on some like 3/8 ounce jigs because it's like 12 foot in that channel. And I kind of cruise along it with this is on days when there's no wind and really low tide because it pulls those fish off the flats into the channel. You won't mm-hmm. find me fishing in the intercoastal too often, but these scenarios definitely very low tide, no wind, good time to hit the channel edges. And so we'll start cruising throwing jigs with soft plastics, and we're catching trout limits every day like that. So I think we had 3 days last week where we had a 3-man limit of black drum trout, and then we'd run over to the jetties and catch sheep's head. So we were catching drum, sheep's head, and trout for all my last of my Winter Texans last week.
Right.
The Winter Texans are pretty much all getting out of town, and they all wanted one last little meat haul to take home with them for the year.
Man, well, putting them on and, fish, that's what they want.
Better to meat haul black drum and sheep's head than all
yep.
the other stuff, you know, because those are some pretty good eating fish anyways if you get the smaller ones, you know.
Right.
Especially the drum. I love the sheep's head too, so it's been a blast. It's been a ton of fun. There's also a very good popping cork trout bite. We still got pretty water regardless of how heavy, how hard it blows or what it's like. The island, the east side of our flat over there, is almost always going to be crystal clear, so you can always find some clear water and stuff. And over in that clear water where it kind of starts to turn into that margarita color change,
uh-huh.
you know, there's that gray area between, like, the two color changes, you know, and it's kind of been stacked up right there. With the wind, the color change has been perfectly right on top of this weed line that I fish a lot. It's like maybe a half-mile long weed line. And we've been drifting through there, catching some good trout, too. Like, nothing too crazy, but we released a few, like, 25-inchers
nice
last
fish.
Week.
Yeah.
Just bottom bouncing, yeah, quarter-ounce jigs, and drifting around, letting it sink a little deeper when you get to the pothole. And it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. A couple of nice snook. We snook fished one day, and that was decent, but it was more of a mangrove snapper trip, and mangrove snapper are still sitting on the bottom, but I found a really good group of them, and must have got 20 of them or so. So it was cool. We switched it up, did a lot of different stuff last week. And
as it warms up, a lot of times you'll start catching those mangroves on topwaters, huh?
Yep, it's almost that time of year. Usually,
I bet that's something. I've never caught a mangrove on a topwater. That'd be cool.
It's a blast. Usually, late April, give or take two weeks on the weather. You know, we hit those transition months that I've been talking to you guys about for years, which is like, you know, April, May, October, you know?
Yeah.
And I love those transition months. They really get fired up because they're just kind of all over the place. But, you know, once it's consistently warm out, there's a good topwater mangrove snapper bite throughout the summer. But the thing is, you know, I'm not sure if it's me beating them up or they just kind of get used to it or what, but when they first come up to the surface during these months that are coming up, when they first rise in the water column, they're fired up. they've been sitting down deep all winter, maybe, I guess, and they get up and get some light of that sun in their eyes, and they get fired up, and you'll do really good during those transition months. And then summertime, like I said, they get a little smart on you once it gets real hot out, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll catch them on top waters throughout all the warmer months, but those transition months are a little bit better.
Well, that's a lot of fun. A lot of different stuff.
Yep, I tell you I booked a crazy Oklahoma snagging paddlefish adventure. Looking forward to that. I'm going to do that at the end of May with a buddy of mine. It was a crazy idea, and we decided we're doing it. So it was like guy guarantees like an 80-pound paddlefish every trip. So I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma for our show. I'll be fishing on a Friday, so I'll be reporting in, letting you guys know.
That'll make some interesting conversation, you know.
Yeah. The guys.
I don't think we can retain paddlefish in Texas.
I don't even know if we have them here. Is there?
Yeah, some of our rivers do, but you can't keep them. They're protected. Yeah,
we're doing catch and release anyways. You can keep them. We said they taste better during the winter, but I don't really care to kill an 80-pound fish or anything like that.
Nah,
so we're just catching and releasing.
You got plenty of good fish to eat from where you're at. You know.
Yeah. I'm not gonna kill a paddlefish when I got a bunch of nice speckled trout and snapper sitting in my fridge, you know. But it's a bucket list thing, and I want to catch the big fish that I can before, you know, I start hurting too much to catch all the big fish.
Yeah, you might find something else to do. Your turkey hunting days are over. I mean, hey, how are you going to outdo what you just did?
I know. I'm going to be a turkey watcher now. I'm going to watch them a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I told you that we got that one.
The other day of one of those oscillated turkeys down from the Yucatan or somewhere where we was hunting. Man, that's one beautiful bird. Man, they're gorgeous.
That's a beautiful bird. They don't have any beard. They don't answer calls. But they're, like, really, really pretty. One of my
Let's talk turkey.
One of my clients got himself one. Yeah, a client of mine shot one a few years back, showed me a picture, said it was an adventure going down in there.
Yeah, I bet it is.
I'll probably have to wait a couple years before I do that one.
Yeah, the Amazon trip's that's a good bucket list one to have, too.
Oh, yeah.
Peacock bass, buddy.
Yeah, I caught a few peacock bass in Florida, but only like a 5-pounder. I wasn't getting those like giants that those guys are getting.
Yeah,
in the Amazon on top waters, I threw a shiner. I sight casted a 5-pounder with a shiner out in Lake Ida, in just north of Miami.
Right,
that was fun. But we'll see what happens with all this stuff coming up, with all this rain and whatnot. Looking like it's going to be clear, so I can start fishing. I can get my Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully you can get out behind this today.
Yeah, I think everybody is. I'm not sure.
Builds up in Mexico and runs through your area. You know, that's where it's all coming from. But the biggest majority of it's over the Gulf, and, you know, kind of training northeastward, which is not going to be good for us. I didn't want any rain out of this, to be truthful with you. Our water's in such good shape now.
Our water was doing pretty good. A little rain like this, I think, might kick some stuff off for us, but...
Yeah, this may help y'all, too. I mean, you know, fresh water influx like that over all that real salty water, that could really trigger some good bites, man.
Yeah. And we must have got, like I said, 7 to 9 inches or something like that. So I know them snook and little tarpon going to be happy for a couple of days.
I'm sure.
I would go play with them.
That's a lot of rain for your area.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah,
I don't get that much rain in a whole year.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty insane. Everything was flooded out, and it's crazy because our tide was so low. We had such little water in the bay, and all of a sudden we're driving through it on the on the land, you know. But it's all right.
That's something you don't see every day down that way. All right, Bram. Well, hey, bud. I hope you get your trip in today. If somebody wants to call you about coming down fishing with you, give them some info.
Sure, I've actually got quite a few openings in May and a few in April, too. But, yep, give me a call, area code 956-755-9413. Or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Brian, always good talking to you. Take care,
thank
my
you,
friend.
Sir. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
Have a good one.
See you, man. All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre, Port Isabel. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 518 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City now and check in with our good friend Dave Fremont at Texas City Dyke and Boyd's One Stop. Good morning, Dave. How's it going, man?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Everything's fine and dandy like sugar candy out there on the Texas City Dyke.
That'll work. Well,
we haven't had that much rain, Mickey. Even up my home way, League City, we haven't had that much. I didn't check to see what's hit the rain gauge or any of that stuff, but I see that there's a big chunk of it out in the Gulf that's been moving up from down the coast. But
yeah, it's kind of drifting towards us.
Yeah, looks like we might get a little bit, but yeah, it'll be all right. Like you mentioned, we've got enough. We don't have to be praying for some. Maybe it'll go take care of somebody that needs it, but it'll be all right. I'm sitting out here just over the hump off of Skyline Drive and made my run out to the end of the dike and back and pull over to say good morning to you and everybody. 70 degrees, and looks like there's plenty of water at the boat ramp, so I don't know how many folks will be using it today with the weather like it is, but not a lot of wind, very little, and we'll just kind of see what happens, and things will line out. It's going to be good. It's going to be some good fishing coming up quite quick.
Yeah, I'm kind of watching that circulation right now and that big glob out in the Gulf, and it kind of pushed out a little bit farther into the Gulf, and the way it's circulating, looks like Beaumont and Lake Charles and all that area may get the bulk of it, you know, the most of the rain, so that's fine with me. It can go east. I don't care.
Yeah, it'd be all right. I've been fooling around.
Be good for the crawfish over there at our brothers in Louisiana, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, they'll be, them crawfish,
they'll be
crawling across them. They'll be crawling across the back roads. They'll get out of one pond, get out of one pond and go crawl into another one.
Sure.
And they've been catching quite a bit of crawfish here. We've had it every day of the week, and so things kind of picked up a bit since a little old drought that we had, but it's going to be all right. But things look pretty good here along the dike. I think there must be a little old drum tournament or something that's going to take place this weekend. They've got quite a few cars parked there out there at the very end, and they've got some rod holders stuck out there, and most of them was all sawing logs. But I think there'll probably be some little tournament going on there today. But for the most part, nice and quiet.
Right. Well,
how about the Mastros, Mickey? Tell me, did you watch the game?
Hey, we're on our way to a perfect season. We only have, 261 more games to win. I mean, hey, it's always good when you win the opener. I'm good with that.
I'm telling you, yeah. And Murphy's, Myers is going to have 162 hits for the year because he's on fire, man.
He's pretty hot spring training.
Yeah,
I got real high expectations for that young man.
He sure seems like he's got all the tools.
He's definitely got the tools. I mean, the more he plays, the better he'll get.
Yeah.
And
I'm
not disappointed with Paredes on third either. I'm liking that. That guy's about to clear over there too.
He made a pretty good snag or two. I didn't watch the game, just saw some highlights. Of course, Pena, he's always got them rubber legs. He can jump up there and get it with the best of them.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, they'll be interesting. Hey, that's all I can hope for is take the pitching staff they've got and their lineup and hope for anything 500 or better would be a plus. That'd be good.
Yeah, the only thing shaky out of that game was the bullpen.
Yeah.
Abreu and, boy.
Hater, man.
I hadn't warmed up to him yet. Even, after last year, he scares the living daylights out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. He used to be spot on before we got him, but it's the same thing. You can look at numbers, and he had a bunch of saves, but my goodness, some of them were really rocky, and it was when he went in there with
he was giving up last year.
Oh, man,
away,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. But, hey, we're going to watch him and pull for him.
He's still no Billy Wagner in my books. I used to love Billy Wagner.
Yeah, he was dangerous.
That little guy come in, and you can almost take it to the bank. They're going down.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was. But it's fun.
Well, it's
always good to get started off with a win.
Yeah. Well, with this water warming up like it is, Mickey, we'll be right on the edge where we'll start seeing some jackfish come rolling down these old granite rocks, busting mullet that are all bunching up, and that's always a sight to see. And then anytime we got that much bait rolling around out here, there'll be some nice trout caught. And this is that time of year where the flounder are coming back from their migration, and they come back a little bit hungry, and we can pick some of them up along here along the rocks. And
I've been seeing a few flounder picks lately. People catching them, wade fishermen with their trout. It's
yeah.
Pretty nice flounder right
yeah.
now.
Yes. There'll be some of those, hopefully there'll be some of those big mamas that went out there and took care of business will roll on back through here, and you can pick you up a few and make up for not being able to pick up very many or any during the peak of the flounder run. But you can catch a lot of flounder this time of year when they come back. It's not like the run of going out, but it's still can be very good, and it's always good to see them come on back in. And they'll be in, a lot of them are caught in Moses Lake around the little spoil islands, and there's a lot of shallow spots out there in Moses Lake, and those flounder really love it over that way.
Do.
But you can catch some flounder. But, looks like we've had some good-looking live bait when the guys have been out, able to get out there and get them, and they have been. The shrimp are looking really good. A few days, they were big. A few days, they were you almost wanted to hate to put a hook into them. You wanted to put them in the pot. I mean, you wanted to eat them. But I think there'll be a pretty good mix here. That doesn't last long, and you'll get another batch of hatch, and the shrimp will be small and mixed. But for folks that want to fish with live bait, and then with we've been talking about with the warmer water, the finger mullet will be showing up again, and be able to get out there and chunk a cast net and pick up some of them. And so you got a lot of choices. And then, my goodness, we got a lure for every occasion, every color. And so get out there and have a good time, no matter what.
Well, I know y'all's crawfish prices have been dropping along with availability, and boy, I still keep getting a lot of good feedback from Santa Fe, man. That blend of spices and everything else that guy's cooking with, they said, man, they're as good as they've ever had.
We've been very fortunate that Sal has hung with us, and he does an awesome job, and you're right, get a lot of good reviews from him, and he's proud of what he does. He likes doing it, and a lot of folks just really like the way he cooks. We use the same seasoning at both places, but no two people cook the same, but lately we've been getting some folks that have just said, hey, I hear Santa Fe's good, but I'll tell you right now, the Boyd's Cajun Grill is cranking out some good crawfish. You need to try it.
So it's good right there next door to Boyd's. That's a good spot.
Yeah. But, the prices have dropped in Louisiana, and, of course, there's no reason for that not to carry right on down through the retail end. And we do. Jason's he's usually lower than anybody else, and that's because he kind of plays a game between wholesale and retail, and he's able to try to get the folks to buy a lot of crawfish, so he can buy a lot of crawfish and get them at a good price and good quality. And so we've been working out okay, and he's always got something going on, and now he reached out and bought a real nice food truck, and I still don't know all the ins and outs of this yet, but it's coming. And he messaged me and said, hey, get with Jorge. He's one of our guys that work in the kitchen. He said he's going to be cooking. He's a real good chef, and he's going to be cooking in a brand new food truck I bought. We're going to park it right over there in Santa Fe. I said, you're going to add more traffic to Santa Fe? And he goes, yeah. He said, we got room. He said, we're going to put another line in, and we're going to have that food truck off to the side. And we're going to offer stuff for folks that don't just want crawfish. We're going to have a whole lot of the menu items that's over at the Boyd's Cajun Grill. I said, my goodness. He says, so let's get with him. And I did, and we talked over what he was going to be doing. So we'll be blowing that up on Facebook and such, and see if people would be interested in coming on by and picking up a good burger or a good poor boy or, any of that stuff. And I think they will, because a lot of people ask us for fried shrimp. We boil shrimp, the big shrimp over there in Santa Fe, but some of them like fried stuff. And so, Mickey, we're going to do it. Jason, just give him an idea, and he'll go crazy with it. And
he's so we're looking forward to that. Energizer bunny, man. He never stops.
Yeah. He's a mess, I'll tell you. But so that's what's on tap now, is to try to figure out what to do next in regards to that real nice food truck that he purchased here just in the last few weeks, and go from there. But in the meantime, man, they've been
cooking a lot of crawfish, big old combos where you can get this and that and that and this. By the time I look at that, all the options, I get so confused, man. There's a lot of things, a lot of ways to choose it. If you want a bunch of crawfish, you can do it. He's got a deal on 30 pounds. You must be hungry if you're going to chomp down on 30 pounds, but I'm sure that's for the whole family and the neighbor and everybody else. But
bring a nice chest anyway, and have them cook it and fill it up, take it home, and turn everybody loose on it.
Oh, yeah. It's all fun. It's a whole deal, you know.
I've done that grill before, slid in there with a cooler and filled it up and took it home on my lazy days, and I don't want to mess with making a big mess and cooking them myself. They're really good, man.
Yeah.
They really are.
Well, both locations has those same combo specials, and with the exception of the boiled shrimp, Santa Fe, that's exclusive there. We don't do it there at the Cajun Grill, and if someone asks why, I'm not exactly 100% sure, with the exception, I think it's just the space on being able to do that and add shrimp, because they cook it separately from the crawfish, but in the same spices, though. But anyway, come on down. I hadn't went through the warehouse yet this morning, but I'm on my way, and I'm going to go through there and see what we got. And hopefully, we've got crawfish, live crawfish, hopefully, for the folks that want some sacks. And then we'll have, hopefully, the cooked crawfish at both locations. But, hey, I'll post that up on Facebook, and I might misspell words and leave stuff out, but I think I'll get the point across.
I think you will nowadays. That's not that, doesn't seem to be that important. People aren't as picky.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, throw them out some info how they can get down there and get with you guys.
Well, thank you, Mickey. It's Boyd's One Stop, 227 Dyke Road, right here in Texas City, right at the base of the dyke, and open 24 hours again. I don't think we were closed too many nights, but we're open 24 hours until we're not. And Santa Fe is going to be open. I'm going to hold off, and I'm going to post that later and make sure. I hate to guess with the weather like it is. But anyway, 409-945-4001, about 8, 9 o'clock, that recording will get updated, get some ideas. We've been taking reservations still for live crawfish for the weekend. That's a good idea to do that, because we tend to close the reservations and then not have any because everybody's getting them. But, Mickey, thank you so much. Always good
too,
to talk
Dave.
To you. On.
Always a pleasure, man. And stay dry.
Yes, sir. Everybody be careful. We'll see you later.
All right, buddy. See you. All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop in Texas City. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun, especially when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics and their archives so you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon, whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, AnglerU has you covered. Go to AnglerU.com to become a member today. You'll receive great discounts. This is a big saver right here for members. For partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods, this will save you a ton of money. So go to AnglerU.com, that's AnglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:38 here in the Bayou City already. Let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Morning, Steve. What's up, man?
Not a lot. How you doing this morning?
No, I'm here, brother. I'm here.
I was just talking to Jace about how Josh Hader just scares the hell out of me every time he gets in there.
He does, me
man.
Too.
Golly. He had all his batters.
I was waiting by the phone, man. I had my phone there watching the game. I was waiting for you to text me going, man, this guy, I just knew it was coming.
Well, I didn't watch it in real time.
You didn't?
No, I had an article due yesterday, so I recorded it, and then I was going back, and I'd get out of my office, go in the living room, and watch like two innings, then pause it, then go back to work.
Right.
Boy, it took me like 6 hours to watch the game. And I didn't watch. I missed bits and pieces of it, but I did see the end of it. And then, of all people, he strikes out Juan Soto to finish it. Dramatic ending.
Here's a headline from Houston baseball fan headquarters. Says, I feel like for $95 million, Josh Hader stresses me out way too much.
Yeah. Well, shoot. I didn't fish. I'm not fishing today. I didn't fish yesterday. We had a guy that's been fishing me for years, him and his daughter, yesterday. And they didn't want to fight the elements, but I fished Monday through Wednesday, and it was about the same as it has been. Of course, I'm drifting almost every day.
Right.
But catching 10 to 20 legal fish a day most days, and not as many throwbacks this week. And the keepers or legal fish have been bigger than in weeks past, and a lot fatter. These fish are really, really bulked up, man. I'm not catching anything big, don't get me wrong. I mean, we've had some 20, 21 inchers, but they look like little bonita. I mean, they're butterball fat. But I guess it's just these trout, they still have that winter fat because they haven't burned it off yet, and they're feeding on all these shad and little microscopic minnows and just gorging on all this stuff. And they're hard to catch. You see them. It reminds me when we were in Arkansas about a month ago, and you know, when they open that dam, increase the flow, those fish eat when they tweak it down to minimal flow. The bite really fades on those rainbows and browns, but you can still see them. You're still looking at them because you're in air clear water. Mm-hmm. So it gives you hope. And that same thing happened to us Tuesday. Monday was a really good bite. It was the best bite I had was Monday, which I had Darren Hiddle and his son. I thought that would be my worst day of the week. If you were to ask me leading up to it, I'd have told you we're going to struggle Monday because it was on the heels up front and the water was off color and wind was out every direction, that kind of stuff. But our bite was actually really good Monday. Tuesday, I would have thought would have been my best day. The conditions were just perfect. And I had Frank Mastretta and Stan Bragg, two good fishermen, and easy, should have been an easy, easy day. And, I mean, we still did pretty good, man. We had to work our tails off for them, but we were watching fish, literally watching trout that morning go airborne, doing somersaults, feeding on these little, I mean, really everything. I'm seeing little minnows that I don't know what they are, billions of newly hatched shad. I'm seeing some larger shad. And Tuesday and Wednesday, I started seeing little rafts of mullet, like not just pods, but rafts of horse mullet covering some of the shallow shell I'm fishing.
Right.
I mean, just really a lot of activity, and I have not seen that. I mean, in weeks prior, we were fishing a lot of, you know, what looked like dead water on the surface. Of course, I'm sure there's bait down below, but everything really got active. But no, Tuesday was the only day we really had to work for them, but we're mixing it up a lot more than I have as far as lure selection than I have been in weeks prior, you know, where we've just been throwing worms every day, just tails every day. And, of course, you got to do what works, right? But with all this newly hatched shad and these fish starting to rise to the surface, we're starting to catch more fish on Lilies and Double Ds now. Yeah. And I know, you know, James been catching them on that kind of stuff for a while. I talked to him the other day, you know, but of course he's wading a lot more than I am, kind of a little bit, and he's totally different part of the world really, but a little bit different scenario with him. But for me, I've been catching everything on tails and closer to the bottom up until the last couple of weeks. Now everything is in that true most days. You know, there are exceptions. You get these little fronts and high pressure and tide drops. Those fish will drop down low. But this week, those fish were suspended and near the surface. But, you know, we could not get a topwater bite going at all. It was the most bizarre thing ever. They'd hit a Lele, they'd hit a Double D, they'd hit a worm, rigged only eighth ounce, on either eighth ounce, or I'm starting to throw them more and more now with because of where these fish are in the water column, getting back to putting those Pro Elite eighth ounce on because they just sink slower. And something about those jig heads, I mean, of course, they're a little bit lighter than the conventional eighth ounce, but something about them, I don't know, that worm swims differently. I don't know what it is about that jig head, but it just, I get a lot of bites on it. It's amazing how you can just switch a jig head and change everything. But so things are changing a little bit. These fish are moving around more, too, than I've seen. Monday, where Darren and Clay caught most of their fish, where we caught most of our fish, we didn't catch a single fish the rest of the week. I mean, we caught two flounder, but we didn't catch any keeper trout the rest of the week. We caught them all in different areas.
They moved on to greener pastures.
It's just crazy, man, how these
fish
just
move around. About those trout launching, jumping out of the water. That's like they do when they're on them on that glass minnow pattern, you know?
Yep. In the spring. Yep, that's exactly right. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because we were still seeing them because the bite was over and we're still watching them. And you would hear that pop. I mean, it got really calm Tuesday morning. And you would hear that slurp and that pop. And you'd look over there and you'd see just this butterball fat trout literally just doing somersaults out of the water. But anyway, you know, it's the same thing we always talk about, these stupid bite windows and limited opportunities, and you better be there when they eat and all that stuff. But it's true. But it's true. It's true.
It is true.
Especially right now. But then Wednesday, I had Rusty Plackmeyer and his guys, and that was a pretty easy. That was a pretty easy day. Wednesday was a really good bite. And matter of fact, we pulled off the trout like 8:45 and went doing silly stuff, looking at stuff I hadn't looked at in a while. And
Might as well. I mean, that's how you find more and better fish instead of just sitting on a school and beating them to pieces. I mean, then it's three, and you know, if you're keeping fish, so why not?
Well, and you're just, we'll poke a few more holes in them, let them go. And but it's like I always say, two things are going to happen. A, you're going to beat on the fish you need the next day. And B, somebody's going to eventually burn you. They're going to see you.
They're going to find you.
And I am starting to see.
Bending rod syndrome. There's a lot of lurking going on right now. They're starting to pop
out. There's a lot. There's a lot of pop outs. This week is the first time I've seen it. You can tell that we're getting really close to fishing season.
Lurkers.
There's a lot of gazers and lurkers out there now.
What do you call them, meat gazers?
Yeah, well, I was going to say it on the radio, but yeah.
No, I mean, they're watching you catch meat. They're meat gazers.
Yeah. Well, there's something else I call them, too. But
you can't say that on the air.
For sure not going to say that. But
a little bird-dogging, pot-licking.
Most of them have been pretty cool. Just you got there's some that are a little aggressive behind the wheel of their boats, but
you think
the worst is yet to come. So,
oh yeah, we're fixing
usually
to see it
May.
All.
Yeah, usually around May is when you really start when it really starts getting crowded, and then you'll start getting the corporate tournaments every Thursday through Saturday, and that'll last all the way through usually August. And it'll start getting kind of busy. But I tell you one thing I am seeing, and I haven't been up your way in a while, in a long while, in months, but the water, the salinity is really good everywhere.
I know. And don't brag too much about that. Let's get this rain by us first, and then we'll talk
about it. And this little bit of rain should help. But
it's so nice to look out across my bay and see green water everywhere now. Oh, man.
I know. I bet. But what
I ran over the river the other day, and Trinity River is as low as the tide is.
I know. Yeah, the flow has been under 2,000 CFS most days. I still look at it every day for some reason, but I think it crept up there a couple months ago, very briefly. But for the most part, it's been staying under 3,000 and 4,000 CFS for a very long time. But what I was going to say, with the salinity like it is, these fish are really spread out, and and I know the limit's only 3, but when these fish are spread out like this, I think it really bodes well for our fishery. We've talked about it a million times. Like your end of the world, when Trinity turns into a catfish pond, you know, when that salinity drops way down below 5 and 6 parts per thousand, and those fish just get flushed out of there, you know, year after year after year, they never are able to reestablish that base, that biomass, that base population.
Well, yeah, because those spawns, they lose that spawn that they were going to have in those particular waters, which raises more fish, and it just it's a setback.
Yeah, so hopefully we can reestablish that base population in some of these areas of the bay, and especially like the back of East Bay with rollover being closed now. To me, East Bay is going to be more temperamental, like Trinity is, as opposed to what it was prior.
Yeah, it's going
to
become a resident bay, you know, especially up in the top end of it.
Bingo, that's exactly.
You have to grow your fish and hope they live there and stay there.
That's perfect word for it, resident. Yep, that's exactly right. Not to say we always get some tide runners on the front part of Trinity, on the front part of East, but back in the, you know, in Trinity
Bay proper.
That's right. That's right. But hopefully this, and knock on wood, hopefully these
knock
prolonged
hard
periods of decent salinity will help that, you know, down the road. Because we really haven't had that, if you think about it. Every single year we're talking about the Lake Livingston Dam.
Look at that flood last year, man.
I know.
So hopefully this is our year, the turnaround year.
Yeah, well, I'm liking what I'm seeing now. I mean,
sure.
Man, you think about it. I've had boat monkeys like almost every day, and we're bouncing around in the fiberglass, not jumping out, we're not stationary, you know, where we can cast over and over again in these pods of fish. We're drifting around. We're anchoring a little bit, fishing in some somewhat adverse conditions some days, and we're doing pretty good for March.
Sure.
You know, knock on wood again. You got to keep knocking on wood, everything you say. But, you know, I know April's coming up.
April's upon us.
It can be tough. You know, but we'll see. So far, I like what I'm seeing.
Maybe it won't be this year.
Well, I hope
maybe
not.
It won't be. All right,
be
man.
Decent.
Well, if somebody wants to get with you and try their luck, go with the old wore out fishing guide, how they get hold of you, man.
Yeah, come try your luck.
Try your luck with old Captain Steve Hellman, man.
409-256-7937.
And if you got room for an extra one, call me. I'll jump in. You got
come
it.
On, get in there.
All right,
that'd be
dog.
Fun, man. We hadn't done that in a while.
I know. We need to do that. That's good stuff. All right, Steve. Well, hey, man, always good talking to you. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we don't get all that rain they're calling for.
Yeah, same here. You too,
all right,
man.
Brother. All right, man.
Thanks.
Have a good one. See you. All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman wrapping it up here at the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.